Was St. Patrick Catholic? The most well-known person on March 17th, that's today, is St. Patrick. Oh, I'm German and English. I'm not Irish. But on the 17th, there's a wearing of the green. I almost bought one of them green top hats that you can see at Walmart, but I refrained myself. Pat got me, why did I forget that? Pat got me a badge. It's green and it says I'm an honorary Irishman. And I always wore something, okay? And boy, that bums me out that I forgot that. Well, I gotta get it back together.
We're glad that you could remember it.
Yeah. Yeah, that is amazing. Yeah. Well, St. Patrick was not an Irishman. His parents were Britons. He is not a saint in the unbiblical sense of the Roman Catholic Church. He has not been canonized officially. Now, I got that way back when I first wrote this message, and I got it out of the Schaff-Herzog Encyclopedia, volume 8, page 384. So you had to do that sort of thing. Go to the old Ann Library to find, you know, these kind of references. Now, this morning, I just turned in my desk chair, typed in on Google, is St. Patrick canonized? Came up. Nope. Still hasn't been canonized. Another surprising point, in Ireland, St. Patrick is claimed by the Protestants as well as the Catholics. He died, there's some dispute, you know, you go way far back, but he died in 461. Now, if it was 460, who cares? The difference of a year that long ago isn't going to make a difference from the points that I'm presenting today. Tradition has it that he used the shamrock as an illustration of the Trinity. And we'll hear a quote from him regarding the Trinity. We know it as the national symbol of Ireland. Okay? Now, the shamrock is, of course, three leaves. I have under the glass on my desk a four-leaf clover. Sheila got that for me. She was outside and she saw that four-leaf clover and she picked it, brought it to me, and so now I slid that underneath the glass, okay? But Patrick used, as you know, the shamrock, the three. Let me give you the background of Patrick. At 16 years of age, he was kidnapped and sold into slavery. Slavery is not the exclusive problem of black people.
That's right.
Okay? There is still, even today, slavery of white people.
Right.
And that was Patrick's experience. He was bought by a Druid chieftain. The Druids were the pagan worshipers on the island called Ireland, okay? And he was forced to tend this Druid chieftain's flocks. And this was in what today we call Northern Ireland. Now, that's still a part of the British system, okay? And all of those Northern Irelanders, they like that, okay? And that way they can, you know, rub that in the face of the Irish Republic. And I understand some of those things, you see, because my daughter lives over in Northern Ireland. And just like here, you don't mix up the South and the North, okay? I mean, they're all part of the same place, but there's a distinction between them. And that's the same way it is over there. You know, you say, oh, she's from Northern Ireland. Oh, I've always wanted to go over and see Dublin. You may, but it's not part of Northern Ireland. Aren't you glad you know that now? After 6 years of captivity, he escaped and returned home to his parents. Now, this escape was dangerous and very difficult. He actually went from the Irish island over to northern Gaul, what is now France, and then from there he went home to what is England. His manner of living was very ungodly. I want to look at the conversion of this man, Patrick. So he was, okay, he was 22 when he got back home. He went out as a teenager, we maybe say young man, but he came back as an adult. What about the conversion of Patrick? Up until being sold into slavery, he paid no attention to his parents. No attention. See, they tried. There's no record of of what they may have influenced him with up to 16 when he was taken captive and sold into slavery. But his parents left him with an influence. I heard about a young adult who lamented not following their parents' advice. But let me say this, lamenting not following the advice is not the same as taking the advice.
Right?
Okay? The young person that I'm referring to lamented audibly to people that they knew, lamented not following the parents' advice because of the trouble and the debauchery that this person was in, but never did turn to the Christ of the parents. Grew up hearing it, as I suspect Patrick did, but didn't heed it. That might be you, young person. You've heard it. You've grown up around it. But if you don't take it into yourself, this person that I'm referring to that I knew, and I knew this person, attended our Sunday schools, sat in our services, and ended their life with drugs. So did a sister. Tragic. Before being sold into slavery, he had no experience of salvation. Patrick writes, and he only had two writings, one called Confessions, and then the other one is a letter to the Christians under Croticus, who was a cruel king. Patrick writes, I was 16 and knew not the true God, but in that strange land, the Lord opened my unbelieving eyes and I was converted. The Lord opened the sense of my unbelief that I might remember my sins and be converted with all my heart to the Lord my God. Made me think about Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's the word that you hear that you will respond to. Okay? The Spirit of God convicts. The Spirit of God draws you. But it is the word. Your faith comes by the word. He continues, and I quote, I was like a stone lying in the deep mire, and he that is mighty came and in his mercy lifted me up.
That's it.
That's what he did.
That's it.
Now, when I was 15, I didn't know I was in mire. I didn't know what the tragedy of my life was. But God in his mercy, the Holy Spirit, drew me to the Father. And after I trusted Christ is when I began to learn all of the things that is about. Listen, you do not have to know all of the things about it. All you have to do is trust Christ.
Amen. Amen.
The Bible promises, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out.
Amen.
Consider that. Consider that. You may say, well, I'm just going through the motions. I don't know if it's real. The promise of Jesus Christ, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise. There's no way it's going to happen. Not under any kind of circumstances that he's not going to take you. He's not going to cast you out. Why? Because he loves. For God so loved you that he gave his only begotten son to die for you. And if you'll come to him, he promised he'll take you.
Amen.
That's what we call salvation. I'll have more to say about that. Let's move on. Patrick believed that God in his mercy allowed him to be taken captive so as to lead him to a new and better life in Christ. What has he allowed you to go into? What has he allowed you to experience? What has he? You say, well, not much. Well, welcome to the club. I already told you I was 15 and I didn't know I was in mire. I didn't know about any of this problem. I was just living a happy life as a 15-year-old fellow. But in that, you see, that was my problem. I had a good life. I had a pleasant life. I liked my life. Okay? My brother was 10 years old and married and out. My dad had died when I was 13. So I lived with my mom. It was just she and I, and I was a spoiled brat. You know how I know that? One of the engineers at the radio station where my mother and I did a radio program, he told me so. I had that way with people. But God, because he loved me, drew me, the Father drew me to himself.
Amen.
Like I said, I didn't understand any of the stuff I preach. I didn't understand many of you. This could be well understood, but many of you know too much. And you're trying to evaluate everything you know, and how does this work? How do I fit into that? Is this true about me? All you need to know is you're a sinner and Christ will save you.
Amen.
Say, well, I've done that. But which one of you is lying? Because God said, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out.
Amen. Come on.
You say, well, I was real. I was sincere. I was genuine. Well, then I would accept the word of God over the feelings of your heart. You see, the devil's very adept at making people. He's a deceiver.
Yes.
He's a deceiver. And if he can deceive you about all of this. Okay, let me go on. Patrick believed in the mercy of God. He believed he was taken captive so God would be able to work in his life. But then, even though he escaped, went back home, once Patrick was saved, he became extremely burdened for the souls of the people of Ireland. These druids that held him captive and took away from him what he knew as life, when God saved him, he put a burden on Patrick's heart. And he was determined to return to Ireland to take the gospel to these people. His parents and his friends tried to convince him not to return to Ireland. However, as a Leslie Flynn writes, I quote, "The love of God burned in his heart for the people of Ireland." That's what makes a missionary called by God, a burning in the heart. another man, Donald McConaughey, wrote, and I quote, "The Lord called him, however, to go back to Ireland with the message of salvation through faith in the Lord Jesus. This he did faithfully, and today he is known around the world as the man who brought the gospel to Ireland." What was the message he preached? It was the message of the book, the message of the scriptures. So, Patrick was a missionary. What was the message he preached in Ireland? Well, I already expressed that, and you knew from thus far in the message. Patrick himself, though, let me quote what Patrick says about it. "The Lord opened the sense of my unbelief that I might remember my sins and be converted with all my heart to the Lord my God. Hence, I cannot be silent about the great benefits and the great grace which the Lord has deigned to bestow upon me." What was the message he preached? It was the great grace of God. Patrick preached the grace, not works for salvation. You know, it may be the very effort of trying to get saved that is keeping you from being saved. I prayed about that on the way to church this morning. Because the very effort of trying is works. And Patrick preached Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. You know it? Quote it with me. "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." And if you're trying to get saved, you're not a whole lot different than the person down at the Roman Catholic Church in Cuba that's trying to get saved. How does that sit? How does that fit with all that we know and all that we are? Well, it doesn't fit very well. "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift." Huh? What is the gift? Well, now there lies quite a theological debate. Some say the gift is the salvation. God gives us the gift of eternal life. They're not wrong. But others say, no, the gift is the faith. The faith for you to believe, he gives it to you, and that's the gift. And they're not wrong. Hallelujah, it's a package deal. If you get salvation, you got faith. If you got faith, you got salvation. Let them argue over which one it is. Okay? There. Why would you take only one when you can have both of them? Now, I say that. It's true. Nevertheless, we chuckle because of the manner in which I expressed it. But the sad thing is, some people live in agony. Yes. And burden. Yes. Because they're looking at only one. So Patrick's great desire then was to profess the Lord in all his wonders. And so I read now from Patrick, and because of how much I am, I must pick it up to read. You do that when you get to this point in life. "Hence, I cannot be silent, because there is no other God, nor ever was, nor will be, than the God, the Father, unbegotten, without beginning, from whom is all beginning, the Lord of the universe, as we have been taught." Whoa. Now, let me tell you, there is an awful lot of doctrine and theology. You break that down word by word or phrase by phrase, and you're going to have quite a bit of preaching. He goes on, "and his son, Jesus Christ, whom we declare to have always been with the Father. Now, that's a biblical statement, isn't it? Yes. By him are made all things. Oh, wow. Yes, he did create. He was the creator. Visible and invisible. Oh, yeah, that's right. The Bible teaches about that. And then he was made man. Yeah, that's right. We call that Christmas. He was made man. And having defeated death, that's what we call Easter. And he hath given him all power over all names in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue shall confess. Yeah. I've read that. I've heard a lot of good preaching on that. In whom we believe. There it is. He took the message of salvation to the people of Ireland. In whom we believe. I believe in Jesus. It wasn't a prayer, though I did express a prayer and ask him to forgive my sin, be my Savior. Nothing wrong with talking to God.
Amen.
But it's the believing.
Amen.
That does the saving. Now ask, let me ask you. At 15 years of age, I went to church on Christmas and Easter because of the candy and the oranges and things they gave out. That's it. Okay. I could walk 6 blocks to the church. So I wasn't a regular churchgoer. I didn't know a bunch of stuff. I knew very little stuff. My parents were not saved. And so I went. And I got saved. Was it because the evangelist was preaching such a fiery message? No. But the message he did preach brought conviction to my life, and I didn't realize it was happening. But he drew me to himself.
Amen.
Now here you sit. And the Spirit of God is endeavoring to draw you to himself. And he said that in whom we believe, and then he believed that Jesus was coming back, whose advent we expect soon, to be the judge of the living and the dead. Now let me answer the question, was Patrick Catholic? Well, if you haven't figured it out by now, okay, but I answer with a resounding no. No, Patrick was too much of a Bible believer to be Roman Catholic. If living on earth today, we'd call him a Bible believer, a biblicist, or even a Baptist.
Oh.
Yeah, now that term and that understanding came in much later than 460 or 61 when Patrick died. But the Bible, okay, that was there.
Amen.
Now sadly, he didn't have the convenience of carrying one like we have. But the scriptures that he had, he believed.
Amen.
He believed. Do you believe the Bible?
Yeah.
Do you believe the Bible? At 15, I believed the Bible. I didn't know much about it. I knew hardly anything about it, but I believed it. I believed it was the Word of God. And so when the counselor, at the invitation, I was taken in a side room, would have been about perhaps where pastor's office is, and he opened the Bible and he showed me verses. I believed it. I didn't understand it. I couldn't explain it. I didn't need to. It doesn't say he that explains the Bible. It says he that believes it. Now let's come back to this idea. Do you believe it? You say, well, I want to. No, don't do that. No, I want to do business. Do you believe it? You either do or you don't.
Yeah.
Now, if you say you believe it, then as Patrick taught to the people of Ireland, you can accept the promise that it makes. He preached grace and mercy, Christ alone for salvation. He did not preach good works or sacraments or the church. Conversion to Christ the Lord was by believing the Bible and what God promised. You say, well, I've tried. That's your problem. Quit trying and believe. You say, well, it seems like I ought to be. Yeah, you're hooked up in works. For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works. What kind of works do you think that means? Okay? Oh, wow, good, I got a bit of time left. What kind of works do you think that is? Oh, teaching Sunday school? Singing in a choir? What kind of works? When it says, not of works... What kind of, you have to answer that. Not now to me, but in your mind, you have to answer that. What kind of works? Might that just include the work of trying to be saved? Rather than actually believing what the Bible says. Amen. Whosoever believeth shall be saved. It is so simple. The hard part was done by Jesus. Okay? The hard part was done by Jesus. It was made to be simple. Right. Now that doesn't mean that it's simple in the sense that the effort that you must put forth is overcoming your unbelief. Patrick referred to that. That God began to overcome his unbelief and allow him to see his sin. If you will, okay, pray to God. If you're praying to God, pray for that. Lord, help me with my unbelief. I wonder if God would answer that prayer.
Yeah.
Do you think he might? That's one of the keys, believe me. That's certainly, when you say keys, you mean there are other keys? Well, see, it just depends on who you're talking to and where they're coming from in their understanding of things. As I've been describing it, it's you've got unbelief that you must overcome. Now, that's not your work. That is God's work to draw you. But you must admit that it's there and then ask God to help you deal with that. Forget everything else that you think you need to do. There's another one of the works. Things that you think you have to do to get there. It is not what you do to move that way. It's what God has done to come down. And then he says to the Father, no man cometh to the Father except God draw him. He will draw him to himself. Have you sensed that drawing of the Father? Okay. Have you sensed that drawing of the Father to you, of you to himself? That's wonderful. That's what we call the moving of the Holy Spirit. Oh, if the Holy Spirit would only move on me, then I could get saved. For goodness sakes, he is moving. He is moving. He is drawing. Oh, I am inadequate. to express the sort of thing that I am trying to you. Patrick was a Bible believer. And that's very important. You and I may use the term frequently, and we do, that we're Bible believers. But many people have paid a price for this book with their lives. And they believed, hang on, they believed it alone. You say, well, I'm not sure I get my mind wrapped around all that you're saying. No, but you're trying to get it wrapped around something else you've heard.
Yes.
You heard somebody else talk about salvation, and what they said made sense. So you're trying to wrap your mind around that. God says, look to him. Look to him. Leave it alone. One writer says about Patrick that he knew much of the Bible from memory. In fact, Patrick is often said to have been a man of one book. And Patrick never appeals in his writings to the authority of a creed, to an ecclesiastical leader, or to a council. But in his writings, brief as they are, no fewer than 113 passages of Scripture are quoted or referred to. On the other hand, he makes no mention in his writing of the many church practices or ecclesiastical groups that exists in the Roman Church. Well, Pastor Hain, I always thought Patrick was a Catholic. The Roman Catholics say that he is. They say a lot of things that cannot be supported by Scripture or history. Patrick was not a Catholic. If Patrick lived today and was going to go to church, he'd look for a church like ours. He would not look for the Roman church, other than if he was going to go in there and take care of things.
Amen.
There we are. 5 minutes left.
Wow.
I can't believe it. That's even with all of my extras thrown in. I had quite a few rabbits today.
They're good.
Okay. I didn't want to shoot any of them because I've accepted the fact that they did fit. And prayerfully, they might just open the door of a thought.
Amen.
That allows the grace of God to come in.
Amen.
Father, thank you for the eternal word. Thank you for all that it is that we have and know and understand. And I do pray, Lord, that you will be with each one. I thank you, Father, for my salvation. If I look back, I can think in some way strange as it was because of what I didn't know, what I didn't understand. But since that time, Father, I've come to realize and understand that you did open my heart and mind to what you knew that I needed. And I thank you for that. And I pray for each one here, those who have trusted Christ and are certain of their salvation, Lord, that their stability in the faith would come by their submission to the Scriptures and the Christ of the Scriptures. And then, Lord, for those who are yet without Christ, I pray indeed, dear Father, that you you would enable them, Lord, to have that peace that passes understanding, have that forgiveness, dear Father, of heart that gives the assurance of faith. And of this I pray in the one and only name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I ask you to bless the food that we eat downstairs. Thank you for the provision of it and for the ladies who service with that food. Yes, in Christ's name I pray.
Amen.